Ladies and gentlemen, we will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station.
Mortimer, it's impossible to tell.
Oh, I see. Well, where are
is he now?
Oh, he's outside hanging around.
We'll bring him in. I want to see if he's all right.
Okay, I'll get him for you. You can talk to him.
Oh, Marty.
Out on the target range.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel, Mortimer?
Huh?
I say, how do you feel?
Well, I got an awful headache in my stomach, or you have.
Well, you must be a little more careful on that target range.
Well, I didn't think they could hit me.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm out of season.
That's enough of that, Mortimer. Now, tell me what happened.
Well, you see, it was this way.
Yes.
I bent over to tie my shoelace.
Yes.
And that's when Charlie let me have it.
Oh, I see. I thought he hit you in the stomach.
Well, he sort of hit me in the stomach when my back was turned.
Oh, I see.
Very humiliating.
Well, I hope you're not seriously injured. I hope you're not seriously injured.
Oh, no, I'm all right.
Well, that's good.
In a couple of days, I'll be sitting pretty again.
The month of months is with us again. Here's a tip we're starting each day right in tune with the season.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I.
Good morning, Mr. Dean, my dear.
The patients and one coffee, dear. It's from Sears in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you.
Well, now, let's see. 365 days times 4 cups of coffee times 50 years.
What are you doing?
I'm figuring out how many times I'm going to have a cup of this good coffee.
Mmm, yes. The Jason sandwich, super rich.
I know it is. That's why I'm adding them up.
Delicious?
It's the next step better than delicious.
Right, and the price is 50, too.
Well, you know I run at the Jason Sanborn Coffee downtown a lot? At the good hotels and restaurants and clubs.
Yep, more and more of them are serving it all the time.
Folks, get Jason Sanborn, a super rich blend.
Drip or regular grind, it's a
cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you.
From the 1st of January to the last of December, holidays and all, you get the true spirit of Christmas the whole year round in Jason Sanborn Jaded Coffee. It's super rich, as full of flavor as a pudding full of plum. Freshly roasted, fragrant, it's more than coffee, it's friendship in a cup. And you get it at a saving. Better coffee for less is the Jason Sanborn rule through our dating and distribution system. The dated coffee is rushed from the roasting ovens to the stores, freshly roasted. It's dated the day your grocer receives it. So an inexpensive package is used, and you save money. Get this holiday coffee the year around. Enjoy true friendship in a cup. Buy Jason Sanborn Dated Coffee.
Around here in camp. Then how come that other guy has his name on all the doors?
What other guy?
The
one guy named Private Keith Mountain.
Oh, look, talk then. Let's get on with your examination.
Lucas Costello, you don't you know that, but I know that. I've got to fill out this blank.
Now, let's see. Name, Lou Costello.
Yeah. Home, one night a week.
No. Wait. Look, where did you come from?
Patterson.
Patterson? Okay.
No, Patterson and James.
No. All right. Patterson and James. Married?
Yes, sir.
Child?
No, to a full-grown woman.
No, you don't know. I mean, have you any children?
Yeah, we got four children. Meanie, Miney, and Wilbur.
Wilbur? Why Wilbur?
We didn't want any more.
Oh. All right, let's get this blank filled out. Will you please?
Yeah, let's get it.
Now, will you listen to me, please?
All right,
let's see the next question here. Oh, yes. Born?
Sure, I was born.
What
did you do? Win me in a peck-a-peck-a-peck?
No. I mean, what day were you born?
I know it wasn't New Year's Eve.
Now, how do you know that?
Oh, catch me staying home on New Year's Eve.
No. Look, Costello, how old are you?
Well, I'd have been 24 in October, but for one thing.
Then what's that?
I was born in December.
All right. Now, if it was in December, then you were born under Capricorn, the goat.
Born under a goat?
Well...
You think we lived in a stockyard?
No.
I beg your pardon, Abbott.
All right,
my family's listening in.
Listen, I didn't mean it that way. I mean the sign of the goat. Now, according to the zodiac, you were born under a sun.
Well, according to my old man, I was born in a hospital.
All right, we can... Have you had any fighting experience?
Yes, sir. I was in a tongue war.
Tongue war?
I had a fight with two white men.
No, come on. Have you had any military experience?
Oh, I've had a lot of military experience.
Yes, when was it?
I used to go around with a campfire girl.
Now, look. Let's get into
it. I don't get that one myself.
I don't get it. No, don't make sense to me at all. Let's look into your physical.
How is your physical condition?
That's me.
Now, excuse me.
Yeah, all right, now turn around.
I had the wrong line.
All right, come on, let's look it over now. Let's be a little careful about this thing, all right?
Yeah.
Turn around. Say, you're a little corporal.
You mean I'm promoted already?
No.
How long will it take me to make the sergeant?
No.
Someday I may be a chaplain.
Will you keep quiet?
I may wind up in a second.
All right. Now, let's get on with the examination. Now, how are your eyes?
Now, fine.
All right, open your eyes wide.
Why didn't that?
Yes. No, don't squint. Now, look at my eyes. My eyes are as big as possible.
And right under them, you'll have cuts from that.
But I look as well as you do. In fact, weller.
Weller?
Yes.
What kind of English is that? Weller. Now, Abbott, you can talk gooder than that.
All right. Now, forget that stuff. Now, see how good your eyes are. Now, there's a chart over there on the wall. See it over there? Now, see.
Where's the chart?
Over there on the wall.
Is that a chart?
Yeah.
Looks like cutting.
No, never mind. Now, please read the first couple of lines.
Okay.
All right.
E-L-X-Y-S-K-I.
Next line.
K-U-P-A-Z-S-K-I.
Right. Costello, that's wonderful. Marvelous.
That was easy. I know the people.
Mm-hmm. What people?
That's the backfield for Notre Dame.
All right. Well, your eyes are all right. Now, how about your teeth?
My teeth are perfect.
They are, eh? Well, open your mouth. Wait a minute. What do you mean your teeth are perfect? I just saw some of them slip.
I was afraid of that. You caught me with my bridges down.
You'll have to go to see the Army dentist.
I can't do that. I just came from the Army dentist. He pulled out a tooth.
Under anything when he inspected the tooth?
I wasn't when we started, but when we finished, I was under the sink.
All right, Costello. You must have been under some opiate. Were you under ether?
I wasn't under ether or either.
But suppose I want to make a report about this to the commanding officer. What will I tell him you were under?
Tell him I'm under pain.
No. What did the dentist say? Let's get this straight. Will you please, Costello? What did the dentist give you to make you unconscious?
I don't need anything to make me unconscious.
Well, that I know. Will you look? Will you be sensible? Did the dentist ask you if you wanted gas?
Yes.
And what did you say?
I told him to check my oil, too.
Well, look. What I'm trying to find out is this. Did he give you gas to put you to sleep?
How do you think he put me to sleep? With a bedtime story?
No, you dumb clown. What did he give you for an anesthetic?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I didn't have an anesthetic. I had a toothache.
Costello, please. What did the dentist give you? So you wouldn't feel the pain. That's what I want to know.
Nothing. I'm narcotic, Cadetus.
You mean allergic?
I mean narcotic.
A narcotic is a dope.
That's what I was. For going for the guy.
All right.
Not even with him.
It is.
I let him pull the wrong suit.
The wrong suit? Why didn't you tell the man with you?
Why should I tell him? I'm no stool pigeon.
That's a look. It's a good thing I was only kidding about this examination. About you for the army and all that. But you'll never make a soldier as long as you live.
I won't, eh?
No.
Well, Abbott, I'll have you know that I'm the bravest man at camp. This morning I saved the life of every soldier here that's fought on. Every life I saved that's fought on. Just this morning I saved them life.
You saved the life of every soldier here at Fort Ord?
Sure. How? I shot the cook.
Another war bulletin. The governor of the Dutch East Indies has declared war on Japan and ordered complete mobilization. This news was relayed to New York by NBC's correspondent Sidney Albright in Batavia. A bulletin from Shanghai. The Japanese Army and Navy surrounded the international settlement at 4:40 a.m. today and served notice on the commander of the U.S. gunboat Wake that war had been declared. And from San Jose, Costa Rica. Costa Rica declared war on Japan tonight. The other Latin American nations are expected to follow, so keep tuned to this station for further development. We return you now to Hollywood.
United States Defense Savings Bonds and Stamps.
Looking up superlatives to describe you, my darling, darling. I'm looking up here in rogue
adorable.
What?
Rogue ignoramus.
Oh, yeah, rogue dictionary. Let me hear you, darling. A garland is a loop, see?
Yeah,
a garland is a loop, and a loop is a hoop, and a hoop is a circle, and I'm getting dizzy over you, Judy.
Oh, Charlie, dear.
All right, Charlie. Judy has a song to do.
Yeah. Yes, Charlie, it's Sing What the Sings of My Heart.
Well, go ahead, Judy, and sing it. Oh.
When you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing with the strings of my heart. It was like a rhapsody. About a nest set apart. Some nature seems to be in perfect harmony. Think when the strings of my heart. Your eyes may sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating? Thank you.
What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through? I love you, love you. I'm feeling for a thrill. I guess I always will. I hope we'll never be part. Deal with your lips to mine. So that will be divine. Sing, oh, oh, oh. Let the strings of my heart.
Breathe in, friend, for a long
time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie, old man. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit short myself today.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Are you aware of our boon to the Yuletide shoppers? Wrapping and unwrapping packages and babies?
Yes. Yeah. No, not babies. Yeah. Have you got a baby that you want us to watch?
Well, child, there's a baby waiting for me down at this. I prefer to watch her myself.
Oh. She won't be there when you get there.
Well, Charlie, maybe Mr. Noble would be interested in our shopping service.
Now, that is something, really, and let us talk that up a little bit. I'll tell you what, it's my turn anyhow. We could buy you a business present for you, Mr. Noble. How's that?
Oh, thank God for you. Of course, I haven't yet decided what I'm going to give myself.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, how about a smoking jacket?
Oh, really, Julie, I don't know. I never smoked one.
Just wasting our time. That's all we're doing.
Maybe we better just concentrate on the boys.
What boys?
Well, you see, we have a special service for our servicemen.
Oh, yes. As we watch out for this one, how does it work?
Well, do you like it as sweethearts for them?
We even take their sweethearts out for them.
Oh, yes.
We'll visit their families for them?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think the boys would prefer to do that or all that sort of thing themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very practical.
Oh, but it is. It's really nice. It's very pretty, too. Let's show them how we do it, Judy, huh?
All right. Now, Charlie's the soldier coming home on his furlough, and I'm the mother.
You're the mother, yes. That's right. See, I'm coming home, yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, yes. Hello, Major.
Oh, so it's you. How did you get here so fast?
Boy, you're turning of age, just similar right through it. Well, I tell you, Major, I came in a tank, Major.
A tank?
Yes, you know, one of those Ford Ore sedans, you know.
Why, you certainly look dirty. You're all full of soot.
Yes, well, you see, my job is to swab out the cannon. And speaking of cannon, that reminds me, where's Father?
He's outside knitting. Did you get that last pair of socks he meant for you?
Yes, I did. Yes. I'm using him for laundry bags.
Now, my boy, there's something I want to ask you. In all your letters, you told me how much you like working for Uncle Sam, but how do you like his wife?
Well, she's his wife? Who's that?
Anti-aircraft.
Thank you to us. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight for the makers of Station Sanborn. We'll be right back. We'll be ready for the entertainment.